This recording, Rhode Island 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. And along those same lines, in thinking about some areas of the state, you know, that are maybe different, or maybe the people get a little confused, they don't understand the pronunciations or whatever. One of the things that comes to mind is the town of Burrillville in the northern part of the state. So many times you'll hear people drop the two middle L's and just say Burrillville, and it's actually Burrillville. So for anyone who's a native of that area, I always felt kind of badly for, because it seems like their town name was always getting butchered. One of the pretty cool things, I think, although others from out of the region may not think this, about Rhode Island is the number of villages that are associated with particular communities. Burrillville is one great example where you would have probably 7 or 8 different villages broken up in this one town. And actually, Burrillville geographically is a pretty good sized town, at least by Rhode Island standards. We're the smallest state in the region, as many people know. But I would think that places like Oakland, Mapleville, and Pasco are very foreign to most Rhode Islanders unless you live in the vicinity of Burrillville. However, people live down in the southern part of the state would probably say the same thing. Areas like Wakefield, Jerusalem, those would be kind of foreign as well to people who lived in the middle part or in the northern part of the state. So I guess it kind of depends where you grow up and what your experiences are like and what your exposure is like in terms of an awareness of this. But I always kind of found villages kind of an interesting concept here in Rhode Island.